Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Experiencing what the Bible told us we was going to see and happen, that's going to be happening in the world. We are truly living in a spiritual warfare. This means war. So I want you all to know that you are now once again tuned in to, it's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Harper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I am so excited. We not only have one guest on tonight, we have three different guests on tonight at the same time. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please get your Bible, as I always do, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so you can follow along. Because these three women are awesome women of God. We have, as my special guest on tonight, Sister Shante Graham from Arkansas. We have Valerie J. Lewis Coleman from Ohio. Then we have Dr. Chanel Sermon from South Carolina. They are all a part of the Kingdom Strategies, part of the I Am Hers International Ministries. As you all know, we have Apostle I would say overseer. That's what I call her. She's a doctor too, but I call her the overseer of the women's ministry. That was the worldwide women's ministry, an organization that I call it. But they are doing a great work for the Lord. I know that God is pleased with what they are doing. They are now affiliated in 189 different countries. Not 189 states or cities, I said 189 different countries. So they're doing a great work for the Lord. When I heard that when she said 189 countries, I went to Google and I said, Google, how many countries are there in the world? It says 195 countries. So that lets you know they are doing a great work. If they are affiliated in 189 countries, they are doing a great work. They cover almost the whole entire globe. So I am so excited to have these three women on tonight. One of them is going to share a testimony. Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman from Ohio. She's going to share with us a testimony very shortly. But I'm going to ask you all to, again, please get your Bibles, your paper, and your pens and paper ready, because we're going to be doing some inspirational, they're going to be sharing some inspirational words of tonight. But before they do that, we've got to go to God in prayer as we always do. We always open up in prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we serve an awesome God. We don't have to send him anywhere. He's already there. He's everywhere at the same time. I'm not present. Listen, I'm asking our listeners, whether you know someone that's sick and afflicted, whether you know someone that's bereaved or not, we want to touch and agree that God would move by his spirit, that he would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight, that he would touch, heal, and strengthen, and set free those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight as we go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it is in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again, as we always do, to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because through it all, no matter what it looks like, you are worthy of our praise. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Sister Shantae Graham, Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman, and Dr. Chanel Sherman, and not only us, but all those that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we know that you know all about those that have lost loved ones. We have to do a comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Help them to continue to, even in the hour of bereavement, to look to the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. Help them to remember that earth still has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you are the ultimate doctor. No matter what physical doctors say, you have the final say in every situation. So touch, heal, and deliver, moved by your spirit, in the lives of those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, so that they would have a testimony and let the world know without a doubt that it's you who have healed them, delivered them, and set them free for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit over this worldwide platform on tonight. Should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer and desire and hope that something will be said through your women of God on tonight that's going to be sharing this platform on tonight that will touch their hearts and their minds, that they will go to their ear gates and they will be able to receive what's being said on tonight. They will open their mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. It is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you for being a promise keeper and still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual football thought. As always, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight, it comes to us saying, sometimes you have to stay silent because no words can explain what is going on in your mind and heart. And that's a fact. This is for all of us on tonight, the spiritual food for thought, because it's the truth. Sometimes you have to stay silent because no words can explain what is going on in your mind and heart. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note. I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. And once again, I'm so excited. These three young women have taken time out of their busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight, Sister Shantae Graham from Arkansas, Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman from Ohio. Then we have, she's been on once before, Dr. Chanel Sherman from South Carolina. These three awesome women are my special guests on tonight. So before we do our music break, I'm going to ask Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman from Ohio, if you don't mind, would you please share with me and the listeners a testimony of something that God has done for you that you know that nobody did it but God?
Absolutely. So, Brother James, first, thank you for this opportunity to share our stories on your platform. And when you asked me to give a testimony, God has done so much for me. It's kind of hard to whittle it down to one, but the thing that popped up to me first, right? It's hard to say, well, God, you know, But the thing that popped up with me first and foremost is how God transitioned me from a 26-year engineering career. I was a senior industrial engineer in the automotive industry. And when my particular plant closed, just before it closed, about a couple years before it closed, he was kind of preparing me for that transition. And so what I do now, as I serve professional speakers and experts to magnify and monetize their message by publishing quality books, I was hosting conferences before the plant closed just to start serving authors. And one of my conferences, the Lord spoke to me in a still small voice, and he specifically told me, help my people get their books published. And my philosophy, well, I was already doing it. I'm holding conferences. I'm doing workshops. I'm already doing that. What I didn't understand at the time is that he wanted me to be in a position to publish books, actually publish their books. So as of today, I have published 181 authors. I got another 5 or 6 that will be coming down the pike real soon. Most of my authors are bestsellers. 70% of them are bestsellers. I got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And I had no plan, purpose, or expectation to ever be a book publisher. I was going to finish out my years as an automotive engineer, keep collecting those checks, and then retire on somebody's beach. But God said differently. and he used my engineering problem-solving skills to help my clients publish books that are high quality, that are also affordable, that allow them then to serve others. So he has opened me up to be this exponential blessing to other people by serving my authors whose then messages are magnified out throughout the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Listen, I wish I had got a hold of you before I started writing my 6 books years ago. I mean, because some of these publishers, they can rip you off, and they know they be ripping you off. But if you don't know any better, that's how they get they bamboozle you. And if you don't know any better, you've been fell for their little tricks. So, but you know what? God is faithful, and he knew your purpose from before you was formed in your mother's womb. You may have been in a plant working for all of them 21 years or more, but he had another purpose for your life. You was faithful where you was in the plant, but he had a bigger plan for your life to open doors so that these different authors, their books can be birthed. They was pregnant with these books, and they was holding these books on the inside, but you helped birth them. You helped get their books birthed and published. Now the world can be inspired and encouraged by these different authors that you have published their books. So we thank God for what he's doing in your life. Thank you so much for sharing that testimony. And that's why I always ask my first-time guests to share a testimony, because guess what? God said he would not share his glory with no one. And we serve an awesome God. He's the same God. He has no respect of a person. Just like he's doing what he's doing through you, he can do it through someone else. So people need to be encouraged. And that's why I always have my guests share testimonies on this platform so they can know that God, again, he has no respect for a person. What he did for you, Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman, he can do the same thing for others if that's their heart's desire. So thank you for sharing that testimony with us. And we're going to come back. And once again, listeners, I have 3 different young women on here on tonight. They're going to be sharing words of inspiration. So I most likely you're going to need your Bibles, as I always ask you, to get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along. I thank God for this worldwide ministry platform, and now he has opened the doors for this platform to be heard in prisons all over the United States. So if you are incarcerated behind prison bars at this moment and have an access to a Bible, get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready too, because I'm sure you're going to be blessed by these awesome 3 women that's my special guest on tonight. But we're going to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hold a conversation with these 3 different young women, words of inspiration. Again, thank you so much, Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman, for that powerful testimony. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I give you praise. That's the title of the song we're playing for you tonight, because no matter what we're going through, God deserves our praise. Enjoy the music break.
soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Yes, no matter what we're going through, because the Word of God told us in His Word that we were going to have and experience trials and tribulations, but He promised us also that we can cast all of our cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares for us. And that's what I love about God. He is a faithful promise keeper. He is still watching over His Word to perform it in the lives of His people that are being faithful doers of His Word. I want to give a shout out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Hopper Woods, Michigan. Listen, I want you all to stand by because I'm getting ready to open this line up for these three young women. That's my special guest on tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start with Sister Shante Graham. What I'm going to do is try to give each one of you, since there's three of you all, I'm going to give each one of you about 7 or 8 minutes. I'm going to start with Sister Graham first. And I'm going to give each one of you about anywhere from 6 to 8 minutes to expound on different words of inspiration that you'd like to share. The listeners on time, for God will be, if you have scriptures to back up your words, that those listeners can follow along the Word of God. So after we conclude with Sister Shante Graham, then we're going to go directly down to Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman in Ohio. We're going to finish off with, we're going to have Dr. Chanel Sermon. We're going to have her finalize our ministry for tonight with for listeners. Now, again, before you go into your words of inspiration to different women, with how you put ministry, God, you, Sister Shante Graham.
Hello, hello, blessed and beautiful people. I just want to encourage you with using Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And the reason why I love that scripture so much is because growing up as a child, I went through a lot, and I never understood why I had to go through so much. And just looking back over my life, I realized that all of that was a purpose. All of that was God guiding me to my purpose. Of course, when you're younger, you don't understand, you know, the things that you go through. You don't understand even going into your adulthood, you know, what your purpose is. A lot of times you don't know your purpose until later on in life once you have experienced so much. And I thank God for guiding me, because even as a child, I trusted, even though I went through so much, I always trusted in God. And it led me to where I am today. He allowed me to tell my story through writing, allowed me to express the love I have for him through dancing. He allowed me to express how I feel and how I adore him through painting. It's so many things that God had gifted me with, and I had no clue that all of it tied together so that I could show women, especially women, but people in general, that you can heal by using the art. You can heal by dancing. You can heal by writing. You can heal even with singing. And all of it, again, is tied together because he's guided my path. And he can guide your path as well. You may not understand why you go through what you go through, but it's all for a purpose. It's all for a plan for God to bring it together for you to bless and uplift and build the kingdom of God. That is why I love Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, because it lets me know when I trust in him, even though I can't see where it's all going, he will guide and direct me in the direction that I need to. But I have to trust him, fully trust him. Even when you can't see it, fully trust him and know that he will lead and guide you into your purpose. And it all is going to work out for your good. And so that is what I want to encourage you all tonight, to know that it's all for a purpose, it's all for a plan, and if you trust in God, he will guide you and lead you into your purpose. Amen.
Amen, and that is so true, Sister Graham. Listen, I want to get you, could you share with the listeners how long you've been a part of the Hearst International Ministries, and then how you got involved in it?
Actually, this is my first year. Someone nominated me for Woman on the Rise as well as Praise Dancer of the Year. And that's how I got involved in the I Am Her ministry. And with that, God validated so much with these nominations, because I praise danced from probably, I think, the age of 14, and I still praise dance now. And I never knew the purpose of it until literally last year, and he was confirming, this is what I've been preparing you for your entire life. So that's wow. How I got connected to the I Am Her ministry.
Wow. So apparently I met you then when I was down there in Atlanta in March. Apparently, because I think it was two different praise dancers there that day.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right. Listen,
I was the one that performed
on say,
Friday.
Oh, you performed that Friday?
Yes, at the fashion show.
I got you. Okay, I remember you now. Okay, thank you so much. Listen, you are truly a blessing to the body of Christ. And whatever you are doing, you know, stay on the wall. And this is my word of encouragement for you, not only for you, but for your other guests that's on tonight with you, your sisters in Christ, that's a part of this HERS International Ministries and Kingdom Strategies. I just want to say to you all of you, continue to stay on the wall, because God is still using women. A lot of men don't agree with women, partaking in the body of Christ and doing things that God has called them to do, because apparently they don't really understand. But just like God used women to tell the disciples about Jesus had rose from the dead, he is still using women today. So you all just know your calling, stay in your calling, and don't let nobody talk you out of your calling, because that's the that only can fulfill that he's going to be glorified through you, and that you want to hear him say at the end, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So thank you so much, Sister Graham, for sharing with us on tonight. Now we're going to go down to, we're going to ask Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman of Ohio. If you don't mind, would you please share with the listeners how long you've been with the HERS International Ministries, and what is your role in I Am HERS Ministry? And then, if you don't mind, then you can share with us words of inspiration.
Absolutely. So a lot like Ms. Graham, I was nominated for Publisher of the Year for the I Am HER Award, which I won. Woo-hoo, thank you, Jesus. And I don't know who nominated me, but it was right on time, because I think for most of us in business as well as in ministry, sometimes it gets a little hard, or we get a little overwhelmed, or we get frustrated. And, yeah, I know we Christians, and we're not supposed to let anxiety take over. We're not supposed to have fear and depression, but we are still in this body. And in this body, we experience these things, at least me. Let me just speak for me. So as a result, I was really, you know, I've been doing this now since 2007 full-time when the plant closed, and I was getting to the point where I was questioning, okay, God, I know you told me to do this, but, and I'm serving people, however, I don't feel like I am where I should be, and I want to do more. I want to serve more people, magnify their messages, magnify my message, get your message out to the world, and it's not moving like I think it should. So I was in the, well, should I keep this going? 20 years is a good track record, or do I just call it quits? And then I get an email, you've been nominated for Publisher of the Year. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, I hear you talking to me, Jesus. So it really was an encouragement for me to just keep pushing forward. Even though it may not look like I think it should look, it looks like what God wants it to look like. Even though I haven't achieved that I hope to achieve, I'm moving in the right direction, because I'm getting results from my clients. I'm getting results out of my readers call me and tell me, your book changed my life. I've published 14 or 15 own books, and they'll call me or email me, or Valerie, I read your book on dating and relationships, The Forbidden Secrets of a Goodie Box, and it changed my life. Or I have books that help authors magnify and monetize their message, how to write, publish, and market bestsellers. And so now they are replicating what I have been able to do for other people for themselves, and then teaching that other process to people. So my favorite scripture would be John 16:13, and I'm just going to paraphrase it because I am not the one to quote verbatim. But the scripture starts with, in me you have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Speak volumes to me, because life, I don't care how well you live, life is not easy. If we were never promised smooth sailing, crystal stairs, or silver spoons. So life has its challenges, whether it's finances, health, relationships, the mental, emotional, physical. There's always something that the enemy is trying to attack you with. But God made it very clear not to worry. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. But I've already defeated that enemy. He's already defeated. So even though you're feeling this right now, that you're in this whirlwind, I've got you. So scriptures like, I'm fearfully, wonderfully made, they encourage me, or that he knows the thoughts he has for me, and he knew me before I was born. You know, those type of things let me know that not only do I feel that I have purpose, but the purpose I have, he gave to me. And that's why I wanted to really encourage your listeners today, is to understand sometimes we have to get quiet so that we can hear from God. We're so busy doing stuff that we're not sitting, being still, and just listening for what he has for you. So say your prayers, read your Bible, fast, whatever it is that you need to do to get closer to him, and then sit and listen. Because sometimes he's not going to come like a rushing mighty wind. He's not going to come like a roaring lion. He's going to come with a still, small voice. It's like he whispered in my ear, help my people publish their books. It doesn't always come as we expect it, but we have to be ready to receive it.
That is the truth. Now, you said a mouthful of that, and I'm a witness to that. Because when he gave me my title for my second book, and that's the title of this radio ministry, that's why I said personal, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? When he gave me the title of that book, and he started telling me the different chapter titles and what they was going to be representing and what it meant, and I started getting like Moses. Wait a minute, Lord, are you sure you want me to do this? That's how I started questioning God. Wait a minute now, because you revealing to me what's going to be in this book now. Wait a minute. You sure you want me to write this? And then when he says, you're the person that I want you to write that, and then he says, if anybody have a problem with it, they take it up with me. You just do what I told you to do. So that's why I was faithful. That's why I wrote it. And God gave it to me to write it. So I was instructed by God to do it. And that's a beautiful thing when you know you have a calling on your life, and you know it directly came from God. And when you step out in faith and you fulfilling your God purpose, it don't matter what mankind, women, boys and girls, what they say or what they think. It don't matter. As long as you know that it came from God, he got your back. He said, vengeance is mine. You do what I told you to do. Anybody have a problem or issue with it, I'll deal with them. So I just want to say to you, Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman, and Sister Shante Graham, listen, you all are, and I know that I've heard Dr. Chanel, my next guest, just give me to come on in a few seconds, Dr. Chanel Sermon, I know that you all, I have met some of you all in Atlanta for the award ceremony this year in March, and I was so elated, and I was astonished about how God is working through you all. And he said he has no respect of persons. He chooses and uses who he will, but we have to be willing to want to be servants of God. And then we have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, God's Son. Then we have to have a personal relationship with God. Because if we don't, then we are out there doing things on our own. We want to make sure that our work for God is lining up with his will and his purpose for our lives, so that we know that when we have been called by God to go out into the world to do what he called for us to do, we know that we are going to impact people's lives. We're going to lead and direct people to Jesus Christ. Whether you are a published author, whether you are a publisher, whether you are a praise dancer, whether you're a motivational speaker, but you've given all glory, honor, and praise to God, and you know you've been directed and led by God, fear not what mankind's going to say. You just step out on faith and let God use you. So that's why I am, we're talking about words of encouragement or words of inspiration. Those are just a few tips that I want to share with the listeners on tonight as well. You're doing a great work for the Lord. It may not seem great to you right now, but you're doing a great work for the Lord. He's well pleased with you. So you're doing a great work. What they said in the scripture, that says you're doing a great work and you can't come down. Don't come down now. Don't throw in the towel. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how hard it looks. Because I'm like you, Sister Valerie. I've been on this battlefield a long time, and it seems like I'm not where I should be in my walk with the Lord regarding the different gifts and talents that he's blessed me with. Because we look at it sometimes, and we have to be honest with ourselves, because sometimes as Christians, we see people that's not saved. We see people that's in the world. They're doing their things, but they seem like they're getting blowing, as the young folks said, they're blowing up, and they are getting all the different things. But we have to be careful as Christians. That's why the Word of God says we are in the world, but we're not to be of the world. So we don't want to obtain financial blessings and material gifts and things that, you know, that the world has given us. We want to make sure they come from God. So when we go out into the world and we minister to people, we can be honestly telling the truth that our gifts and our talents came directly from God. It's not about us. It's not about what the world gave us. We didn't have to cave in, and we didn't have to stoop to their level to get what we have, because we know it came directly from God. And that way we know that he's been glorified through us and through the work that he had called for us to do. So that being said, we are now ready for Dr. Chanel's sermon. Listen, I know I've had you on this platform before. I don't think I've ever asked you the question, but I'm asking you on tonight. How long have you been a part of the Hearst International Ministries, and how did you get involved in it? And then you can go into your words of inspiration.
Hi, everyone, and thank you, Brother Brown, for having me on your show once again. I've been collaborating with the I Am Her International organization since my first nomination. My first nomination was in 2021 as Teacher of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, as well as the first Miss I Am Her International for the platform. And then I accepted my nominations again in 2022 as Teacher of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Theme Teacher of the Year, as well as continuing my reign as Miss I Am Her International, which served as my official coronation at the last award show. So it's been since 2021 since I began my journey with I Am Her International. It has been empowering, enlightening, and I learned some things along the way. What I would have to say to encourage and empower people, because I know at times on this Christian journey, sometimes we might feel stuck. And I noticed that you feel the most stuck when you are around people or maybe family members that are still walking according to the ways of the world. So
yes.
When you deal with being stuck or trying to make decisions, and I know lately I have been feeling some type of way about things, because trying to explain something to somebody that still has the worldly mentality, which is the expectations of people, that can be difficult and it can be frustrating. So I was dealing with something like that. And at the end of the day, I had to go to Philippians, okay? I had to go to Philippians because I know a lot of us that have been walking in God for like 10 years, that have been walking in Christ, we sometimes read the scripture and we know what it says. We can comprehend it like just by reading it, but to understand it is a different feeling. To understand it is a different experience. And I'm going to share with you what I mean by that. So I was reading Philippians in the fourth chapter, and starting with around the sixth and seventh verse, it tells us, and it really gives us an order about something before something happens. So that's what I want y'all to notice about that. So it tells you about not being anxious for anything. Patience, make your request known to God, okay?
Yes.
With
yes.
Thanksgiving. And that's the formula, okay? So before you get to this next part that I'm going to mention that's in that scripture, you got to make your, you got to pray and give your request to God and then thank him. That's the order. Thank him in advance, you know. Give him thanks, you know, after you've done that. And then what will happen is the peace of God.
Yes.
The peace of God. So after you done did those things, you done prayed, you done gave him your petition, which is supplication, and then you done gave thanks for that thing that you're looking for God to do for you. You're thanking him in advance because some way, somehow, he's going to give you a resolution, and that resolution will bring you peace. So even in a crazy situation, you're going to have peace. That's what happens when you have peace, and I had that happen to me because the situation that I was concerned about was crazy. My and here, and this is a little more specific. So my thing is, God had shared something with me. He had helped me to know that there are people that want me to help out with things. And on the outside, when I don't do anything to them, or anybody that don't know the situation all the way around, it makes me look like I'm the bad person. It makes me look like the selfish person. But I know what people aren't willing to admit to. I know that people are doing things unfair, but to the person or persons or people looking at it from the outside, they don't see that. And I've been asking God to help me how to deal with it, because I know normally the expectation is given to the demands, given to what they want. But if God is showing me that there's some things being done unfairly, and that I'm being really about as used as much as I can, now I have to lean on God to tell me what to do. How do you win this war? How do you win this battle or whatnot? And the one thing that I didn't want to do, which was not do what made them happy, that was the thing I had to do. I had to pull back, and I had peace in pulling back. I had peace in getting to a point of where they're going to have to hate me for not going over and beyond. They're going to have to hate me for not doing what they expected me to do. But if God put you on to something, because some people, they're good actors, and if you don't know God and you don't have a relationship with God, you ain't going to know. You ain't going to be able to see it.
That's right.
So I want to encourage everyone, when you come across a conflicting part in your life, because sometimes in this Christian journey you might have challenges that just feels like this is unreal. It's too unreal. I can't believe I'm going through this. I don't know how to resolve this. People present you with a situation or whatever that might stress you out, but the formula for that is not to worry. Because at the end of the day, you got to know who God is to navigate it. You got to understand some people ain't going to like you anyway because they're walking in the ways of the world. And you just got to suck it up and realize that. And that's what the point that I had to come to. So I received peace in the situation doing what was not expected, running to somebody's rescue, letting them suffer through it, because another thing I was being shown in the situation too, the answer be right there, but because people want to do everything particularly and precisely their way, then it makes the situation complicated. And so it's more like God was just telling me, okay, well, let them figure it out, because they're doing things without you. And when there's a problem and they want you to solve the problem, they don't want you to be a part of making decisions. So that's what I did. I stepped back, and I had peace in doing it.
I'm a witness to that. I know about that. I can definitely relate to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
It's interesting how the enemy will try to use situations to go against you and use people in those situations to go against you just to stress you out, just to keep you in bondage. And I know, you know, so it's about being bold enough to stand up for yourself, being bold enough to walk away from something. It may feel like to that person or to them that you're forsaking them, but if they don't understand that they're part of the problem, they refuse to learn, then that's on them, you know, and you got to preserve you.
That's right.
So,
amen.
So again, I will just conclude with what I'm saying with simply, when you feel like you're at wit's end and you really don't know what to do, a situation you done prayed about over and over, what you should do, read through Philippians and remember to pray and give your request, make it known to God what you want him to do. Or what you need to happen. You need a resolution to the situation. Sometimes what we want him to do may not be what needs to be done, but you lay it before God, give him thanksgiving, And then, of course, the God is going to be with you. It's going to surpass all understanding. It's going to guard you. Even when you have to make a decision that you don't want to make, that peace is going to shower you because you know you've done what pleased God and not man.
That's it. Amen. That's right. Yes, Lord. Now, listen, I'm a witness to that because I've been on that road many times. But you know what? And sometimes I can be a witness to this too, and I'm sure some of the listeners that are listening on tonight, whether by phone or social media platforms around the world, even some people that may be incarcerated behind prison bars, sometimes the Lord allows us to run across people like that to test our faith. And he tests our faith in so many different ways. But then sometimes he are letting us know, whether it's sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes it can be people in the body of Christ, your sister and brother in Christ. Sometimes you got to back up from some of them sometimes. And the Lord, he will reveal it to you through the Holy Spirit. But like he said, you got to have a relationship with God. He got to know you. You got to know him. And when you make your request, be specific in your request. He already know your heart. He know your heart's desire. But he wants us to be specific in our prayers. And then, like the other young lady said, when we do talk to God, in other words, I'm paraphrasing, don't do all the talking. Do say what you got to say and sit back and be quiet and meditate and let the Lord speak to you. Because sometimes the Lord wants to talk to us. But we're doing all the talking and we don't give him a chance to say anything. And we just jump up from our knees or whatever, from out of our bed and just go about our business and haven't heard a word from the Lord yet. So that's another word of encouragement for somebody on tonight from me to you on tonight. Sometimes we just need to wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. And just like she just said, like Dr. Chanel just said, I'm a witness. He will give you peace while you're going through this stuff. And it may not always feel good, but I'm a witness. God will give you peace while you're going through it. You can sleep good at night. You ain't worried about nothing because you know God got you and God is in control. So you just be faithful and know God's voice. These are my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And you don't know, you can't hear God's voice if you don't know him, if you don't have a relationship with God. That's the first thing. You got to have a relationship, but you got to be saved in Jesus' name. And that's no other way you can be saved other than in the name of Jesus. You got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And then God's your father, the creator, because, again, God is not everybody's father. Some people got it twisted. They think that they said, no, God is my father. No, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he is just your creator. He is still waiting to hear a sinner's prayer. Go ahead.
Yeah, even with what you said with that, he also, in the Bible, it specifies the children of darkness different from God's children. So you got some people that are like, unify God all in one category when that's not the case. You got children of darkness or the children of disobedience. You know,
That's right.
So I say this because I don't want nobody to fall for the old okey-doke.
I know that's right.
And I would just like to add this one quick thing. Sometimes another thing to do when you don't know what to do is ask God to walk in. So that's what I find myself doing at times. Like, God, I don't know how to address the situation. Walk in me so I can do this the way you want me to do it.
There you go.
Walk in me so
that's
I can
right.
approach you the way you want me to approach you. So you invite
Amen.
Him to guide you in how to do it, to walk, to take over you or whatever. Because sometimes I know I've had situations where somebody presented something before me, and I didn't have any words, but God in that moment somehow just guided me to handle it, squash it, and let the outcome be whatever it is.
Mm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So when you ask him to walk in you, that type of stuff will happen. You ask him to walk
That's
in you,
right.
oh, you're going to get some mountains. You're going to tell somebody something they ain't going to want to hear.
That's right. But
I did that one time. Uh-huh.
It all goes back to free will. We got to be able to allow God to have free course and free reign in our lives so he can direct us because like, through the Holy Spirit. Because like it goes back to what we just said. If you don't have a personal relationship with God, if you don't know the word, you can be easily bamboozled by the enemy. You can be easily tricked by the enemy Because he said he's still walking up and down the earth right now, seeking whom he may devour. Because he know if you are in your Bible or not. He know if you are praying to God or not. He know what kind of relationship you have with God. He know what kind of relationship you have with Jesus Christ, if you have a relationship with them at all. He know that too. The enemy, he's not stupid. He know. But see, he can only do what God allows him to do. But sometimes we allow him to do more to us than we should. And we shouldn't be allowing him to have no free reign, of course, in our lives. So that's why it's so important that we have a relationship with God, a relationship with Jesus Christ. So he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So I just want to say to you, my guests on tonight, all three of you, Sister Shante Graham from Arkansas, Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman of Ohio, and Dr. Chanel Sermon of South Carolina, I just want to say once again on tonight, thank each one of you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight. Sister Graham, I'm going to ask you to start off first, and then I'm going to ask Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman to answer this, and then Dr. Sermon at the end. Could you all give us your information, your contact information, just in case we have a listener that may want to get in contact with you? How would the listeners get in contact with you, starting with you, Sister Graham?
Okay. You can get in contact with me with my email. It's shawnemarie@gmail.com. That's shawnemarie@gmail.com. And it is shawnemarie on all platforms, Facebook, TikTok, as well as Instagram.
Excellent. Okay, Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman, could you give us your information too?
Absolutely. So my business name is Pen of the Writer, based off of the scripture Judges 5:14. So my website is penofthewriter.com. My email, info@penofthewriter.com. And on every social media platform, I am Pen of the Writer. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Clubhouse, Blog Talk. I'm on quite a few as Pen of the Writer. And that scripture was important to me for the name of my company because I operate in integrity. I wanted to use the scripture as the foundation for my business name, and it's based off of the tribes of Israel, the children of Israel who were going to war against the Philistines. And that particular scripture talks about the tribe of Zebulun who fought with the pen of the writer. When I did the research, went back to the original Hebrew meaning, it meant they were doing hand-to-hand combat with the enemy using sticks and staff. So for me, Pen of the Writer is my way of doing hand-to-hand combat with the enemy as I write messages and help my clients write their messages that magnify God's goodness.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Finally, Dr. Chanel, could you please give us your contact information once again, please?
Hi, my name is Dr. Chanel Sermon, and my website, which is probably be the easiest one to get access to my Facebook and Instagram, is iampretydoc.com. Again, it's iampretydoc.com. You can just Google it. It'll pull up my website, and it'll have all my ministries, and it even has a contact form on that website, so you can reach me through email from there as well.
Excellent. Thank you all so much. Listen, for the listeners, I want you all to know that on next Thursday night, I have, as you all know, that I do interview a lot of published authors on my internet video show. I only promote authors that are writing books that's going to encourage people, that inspire people, but most of all, that's going to give God glory. So I don't just have anybody that writes a book come on this platform. No, you got to be writing something that's going to be inspirational, that's going to encourage the listeners, and then most of all, again, that God is going to be glorified through their books. On this next Thursday night, we have author Rita Henderson, Reverend Rita M. Henderson. She will be my guest. Her book is titled 30 Days to Increased Faith. And then on the 1st of July, the first Saturday in July, we have author Terry Anderson, The Call of the Prophetic Intercessor. She will be my guest on Saturday, July the 1st. So I met these women also in the at the I Am Her International Awards Banquet ceremony down in March of this year down in Atlanta, Georgia. So right now I am getting ready to open up the phone line. I see we have a lot of people that are dialing on tonight, and I want to give people a chance to speak with my guests. Again, thank you all so much, women of God, that took time out of the busy schedule to be my guests on tonight's platform. So right now the phone lines are open for all of you that have dialed in. If you was blessed or encouraged by the women of God on tonight, you have an opportunity to encourage them, or if you have a question for them, the lines are open now. Anyone? We have a few minutes left. Anyone? Praise the Lord. I know we have a lot of people that dials in and they don't sing. Yes, hello, go ahead.
Hey there, how are you?
Hello.
Minister, this is Dr. Durante. I want to tell just the amazing women of God to just continue to understand the will of God and of God and continue to do what God has chosen and what for them to do and continue to shine for his glory. Because as they continue to move in the assignment that God has placed before them, that they are touching lives that they don't even know about. And so, you know, but for them to just continue to move in the things that God has called for in their lives, and he's definitely extending their borders, and they're touching lives that they can even begin to know the impact and the influence that they're having through the work that they're doing. As they're touching one, that one is touching so many other lives. And as surely as you continue to be faithful of the few, God is definitely going to make you ruler over many. In Jesus' name. And it's such an honor and a privilege to have each and every last one of you as one of the 2023 recipients of the I Am Her International Awards in your prospective endeavors. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? If you was blessed and encouraged by the next guest.
Oh, Brother Brown. Good evening, Brother Brown. Thank you for having these. Yes, thank you for having these magnificent women of God on tonight. And ladies, to all three of you, thank you for your honesty, for your words of wisdom and encouragement, and for encouraging us to do the will of God and to follow his purpose so that we can follow our purpose. I want to say God bless you all and continue doing what you are doing. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Gwen. I'm sure each one of them appreciate those words of encouragement. Thank you so much. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? The lines are still open. If you would bless
I want to thank the Lord for you, Cousin James, and for your guests. I love it when I see people of God humble, and I see all three of them are humble and they focus. You know, and I can tell they're very serious about their assignments and their callings. So I want to encourage you to continue on to allow the Holy Spirit to use you in your many capacities. God bless all of you.
Amen. Thank you so much. That's my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. That's my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, speaking to you all, young ladies, on tonight. Anyone else?
Amen.
Yes.
Sister Mary? Yes, go ahead. Hello? Sister Mary Ann King?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Okay. But you sound
yes,
to say anything?
I enjoyed all three of those young ladies.
Y'all keep up God's work.
Amen. We appreciate you, Sister Mary Ann King. She's also from Greensboro, North Carolina. My first cousin, Mary Ann King, the sister of Pastor Norman King. By chance, is she on the line with you, Mary Ann?
Yes,
yes,
I am.
Mother Tut, how are you tonight?
In pain, but I'm here.
But we're definitely going to keep you lifted up in prayer. Was you inspired by my guests on tonight? Were you blessed by them?
Oh, yes, I was very excited.
Amen.
I enjoyed it, and y'all keep good work going.
Amen. That's Sister Esther Tripp from Greensboro, North Carolina, ladies. She wanted to give you all words of encouragement as well. So right now, once again, Sister Shante Graham, Sister Valerie J. Lewis Coleman from Ohio, and then Sister Graham from Arkansas, and then also Dr. Chanel Sermon from South Carolina. Once again, I want to thank all three of you all for taking time out of your busy schedule. Even we're going to thank Apostle Darshay for coming on and speaking with us on tonight. We thank God for each one of you. Again, know that your labor is not in vain for what you're doing for the Lord. He sees everything. He's going to continue to bless the works of your hands. As long as you continue to be faithful in your calling and everything that you're doing is going to be you're doing to give God glory, honor, and praise, he's going to continue to bless you all in your fields where you are, where he has placed you all. So I just want to say to you all, thank you so much. Hold on just one second. There we go. Thank you all so much for being my special guest on tonight. And God be willing, if the Lord sees fit, I will have you back on again at a later date. In the meantime, continue to say blessed of the Lord. I'm not going to do a closing song on tonight. Just know that I love you all. But guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.